you know, and you had that loyalty and that devotion thing that is part of WNEW-FM. And, you know, so I'm happy you're here, too. That's why you were one of my special guests, as all the people are, really. But I wanted you here since you're just... Here's that way.
Monahan's trying to tell us.
You're looking at me funny. Yeah. You have a fabulous story. A lot of people don't know what goes on here behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Scott puts on a long record. They think, oh, he's going to the bathroom.
Right.
He's out in the hall with water guns with right. people like Chuck Robinson in the mailroom.
By the first day I came to work here?
This is a great story.
I don't
story.
Know if the folks listening can appreciate the background. We have a guy by the name of Tom Tracy who has been working around WNEW. For about 30 years, I mean, long yeah. before WNEW-FM, at WNEW-AM, which is right. a station that's 50 years old.
He now produces the Giants football games
exactly.
for the Giants so, network, so people know his work at least.
So Tom Tracy is a guy who has worked here so very, very long. And long before I got to the station, Scott and this guy, Tom Tracy, they have this act that they go into in which they become extremely verbally violent with
right.
each other.
New York, definite. In a lot of language.
In a lot of vile language. And they are really very convincing to people who don't know that it's an act that you think that there's about to be a murder committed. I mean, that
you
is...
Should, now, and two, I'm white and Tom is black.
That's right. And that gets into this, part of their little
yes.
act with each other.
And he's from uptown and I'm from the street.
Now, if you don't... Once you know these guys, you know that they really love each other. But this is... I'm a stranger. I'm walking into the radio station, my
first
day
night.
On the air. My first show. I'm in the studio getting my records together, very nervous the first time. And this guy, Scott Muni, had planned this with Tracy to kind of initiate me to WNEW-FM. I'm getting ready and Scott's on the air. I'm getting my records together. And this guy, Tom Tracy, walks in the studio and they start going at it. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm afraid someone is going to really get hurt. And they're going at it, and they're going at it. And the next thing I see is Scott Muni pulls this huge, almost like a machete, out of his briefcase. And I'm going, and I start running out the door of the studio. And Muni says, "Don't you leave this studio to me." This is how you get initiated at WNEW-FM. And then, of course, the next thing I know is they pull water guns out. And they start squirting each other with water, which is how I realized that this whole thing was just a gag for my benefit. I have, of course, in the 15 years that have transpired since, seen these
That's
two
right,
guys.
I'm here.
There he is. You be careful now, because we're on the air.
That's right.
Well, all this is true, and
they've used to empty out.
That was his first. That was Ooh, his first night. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Remember that? My first day here.
You should. Right after that, there was a guy that came in from. There was a guy that came in from Atlanta.
That's right. No, he's from a little town in Georgia.
A record promoter.
A record promoter. And he got in the studio. And he said, "I got the hottest record going here, boy, you ever saw. You got to put this on and play it right now. And I get you."
And I pull
so
out
I pushed the button. No, I pushed the button and sent a message for him to come in. So he came in the midst of this. Now, we got a Georgia cracker in there. And in comes Tracy. And we start getting at it. The guy went through the wooden door. We never saw
That's
him
right,
again.
That's right, with his record. He never came back again.
Never, no one's ever heard
we
from
We don't even
guy,
know what that record was.
Anyway, I'm going to get on out of here. But I'll never forget that day, that first
we
day.
We had to initiate you.
I know, and you initiated me. Good. These guys used to empty elevators. They would ride up and down
right.
the elevators in the old building we worked. And as people would get on the elevator, they would go into their act. This
you, this, and you, that.
And people would press the button, get off the next floor.
Well, actually, Dave, what you're saying is true. Part of what the magic of WNEW-FM is, there's a lot of fun that goes on behind the scenes. Now, the water guns, I have maybe 200 of them in different sizes.
That's right.
I have Uzis, I have rifles, I have pistols. And that's always been, and guests who have been here have sent me water guns from all over the world. I mean, David Bowie sent me a water gun. And
Scott Muni literally has a water gun arsenal here at WNEW-FM.
Thanks, Dave Herman.
Thanks,
some
buddy.
Of the fun
Good luck to you.
Behind-the-scenes stories that happen at WNEW-FM and some of the great people that have given us music over the years. Oh, yeah. Well, she was full of the devil. What a voice.
In as well. If you bring the papers down, you know everybody's fighting on with each other. You got no one you can count on there, not even your own brother. So if someone comes along, he gonna give you some love and affection.
Then come on across to me. We'll hold hands and then we'll watch the sunrise from the bottom of the sea. But first, are you experienced? Or have you ever been experienced?
Dear Virgin Atlantic, recently I flew Virgin Atlantic to London.
Elsis and Pete Fornatel are in the studio now with me, amongst other people. But these guests this afternoon, to me, are more important because we share something that, no matter who the artist would be who made the music, well, we shared the music, you know. Well, you know, some of them went to the top and some went to the bottom.
Scott, I have to start by saying that, you know, to just limit this to a 20-year celebration.
Wait a minute. I thought Dave had left already.
Somebody wanted to see you.
Hi. My name is Francine. I really wanted to meet you.
We're talking to the microphone, though, so they can hear you.
Oh, hi. I hear it's your 20th anniversary, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my name is Francine, and you look a little warm. I'll tell you, this guy is very sexy, but he's too dressed. So we're going to undo a little
do
bit.
Me.
Do me.
I mean, undo
me.
Yeah.
Do me until it falls off. That's the movie I've heard. Oh, here, wait. We have a little tinsel here. We're going to just wrap it around.
Stripper.
And a stripper. Is that what you said?
I like hear the music. Strippergram?
Well, we could use some music. Do we have some background music here?
Here.
I don't want to disturb you, folks. I don't know if you've ever seen this, but Scott's undressing for me. Go for it.
You betcha. I mean, I ain't going to muff this one. A shot for it. Let's go for it, honey.
I want to hear some music.
Well, you get in action here, too. I'm already started.
Oh, God. Folks, I don't think I
Let's get on with it. Get down.
Can I just squeeze in here a little?
Oh, well, what? Sure. Wait a minute. Squeeze on
it. Now, wait a minute. Let's get on with
you
it here.
Yeah,
you
I'm
get...
Wait, I'm undoing...
I can't reach that belt down there. Get on
this
it.
This is called a play-by-play description. I'm undoing his belt buckle, folks. You're not going to believe what's going on in this studio. It's crazy, but they hired me to take off my clothes for you.
Oh, goodies.
Oh, I need some help with these buttons. They're all
right, I got it. Looks like a snap.
I think I need a priest.
You got a half hour left on the show. Is that enough time?
No, we got a little more than that. But this is only going to take about a minute, hon. Don't call me Speedy. My real name is Mr. Earl.
You're doing all right.
I'll show you this.
We got
one.
Some holiday colors in here just for you. I'm going to just sit up on your desk.
That's Christmas colors
that is
there.
Christmas colors. Let me take this glass off. This is awesome.
Yeah, you look a little warm.
Oh, yeah. I am much too warm. Can you sit down so I can bend over and put my skirt off?
Yeah, let me see. What is it, a hook and eye job?
No, not a hook. I think it's a zipper.
Zipper, too.
Oh.
Ooh, the buns be nice.
The buns be nice. Uh-oh. Okay,
goodness.
Here we go.
Woo! Black lace, folks.
Get that out.
beats a hell out of a traffic report.
Take that lace off my shoulder because it's going to make me topless. I'm sick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Now we're
little
both.
Little guy moved. Oh.
Woo! Wait, one more from here. Do you believe we're doing this on the air? This good thing it's not TV. I've got a little message for you, but it's down in my G-string.
Well, take a message to, what's his name? You guys want to get a peek each or here, guys.
Do me a favor. Go get your happy birthday. Oh, sorry, your happy anniversary telegram. It's down in the G-string. It's uncomfortable.
Is it?
No, no, no. You can't use your hands.
Oh, oh my
it's
goodness.
It's Christmas.
Ooh. I can't find it.
You can't find it? What are you doing down
after
there?
After all these years, you can't find it.
God damn, it's tight.
Oh, yeah. Folks, this is a technicolor. This man has never been this red in his entire life. Now, dear Scott.
I'm going to come up for a little air here.
Whoa, check out this ouncy belly button.
Everybody else does it the other way. I like it out, you know. Let it all hang out.
Now, on this
you didn't get to my belly.
No, no, on this special day, we thought we'd celebrate in a kinky way. Is this kinky for you?
Well, it's a start.
Well, we got you this gift to give you a lift. How am I doing?
Good. All right. The little guy did.
Because we know that a man of your style and class, you appreciate a fine piece of artwork. With much love from Paul Rapp, Jimmy and Jerry over Columbia Records, they want to say happy 20th anniversary.
Okay, well, that's a nice way to do it, guys. Mwah. Goodness. Goodness gracious. I just saw all those goodies there. Hearts. Somebody want to take a pulse check here? Woo! Goodness gracious.
Well, your pulse is still not up.
What? Yeah, why don't we, we'll put on a long cut and let's see what happens. Play a long record. About a minute and a half is all it's going to take me.
Tchaikovsky at WNEW-FM, and no. Girl of My Dreams.
It's a lot harder to get dressed than it is to get underdressed. You know, it took me about 2 seconds to get my clothes off, but getting dressed takes about 5 minutes.
While Scott gets dressed here for a moment, Jimmy, there's a story about this song.
Well, if you listen to the lyrics, Jackson Browne introduces a young lady to his redneck friend.
We didn't even say goodbye to our friend. What's your name?
My name is Francine, and I work for Strippergram. Sneak Attack. Call us for your special sanograms.
Thank you, Francine.
Thank you, guys.